When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst.
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos, and you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted, not just checked. They are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I'm not kidding, I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
Life was a willow in a band right to
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. It just starts in black and white.
And now we're in glorious color.
Wow.
Life is a willow. Kenny today. Even Kenny is in color today because we're using Dawn's color budget. Yes.
You look good, Kenny.
You look good in color, Kenny.
Yeah.
It's like watching I Dream of Jeannie in color after watching it in black and white for all those years.
Yeah, or Bewitched or Gilligan's Island or all of those. Yeah.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1 and streaming around the world on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny. Dawn is enjoying a much-deserved time off and with her family in dirty old Missouri, as Kenny calls it. So we hope she's having a good time, and she'll be...
What, I got that from MC. That's his deal.
Oh, it is?
So sweet. Yeah.
Oh, MC calls it dirty old Missouri?
Yeah.
He's there too, so we'll see if that still lives up to that.
It would fun. It would be fun to have him on as Dawn tells her vacation stories.
Oh,
it'd be fun to have MC on to give us the real picture.
Absolutely. It is so funny. I still, for folks that don't know, Dawn house sat, usually house sits for the boys in our place, and she did just a couple weeks ago when we were in Hawaii. And I told the story that she played her, Dawn and MC played a little prank on us where she put a picture of the two of them in one of our picture frames in our movie room.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, did you miss that?
I missed that story because you were here a day and then
you left.
I was gone for a couple days.
Oh,
yeah.
Lex, we laughed out loud. I was, I gotta go ahead and laugh. I got a new lightsaber when I was at Disney World.
Wow, do you have a dozen now? Not quite.
Probably have like eight.
Okay.
Eight, yeah.
Nice.
So I got a new lightsaber, so I was placing it. I have like this tchotchke shelf, and it's all of my Disney memorabilia, and I went to move something, and I look at one of our Walt Disney World picture frames, and I went, who are those people? Like, what? And I went, oh my goodness. And I said, Colin, come here. Or no, it was Colin that discovered it. It was Colin that went, oh my God. And I went in there and I was like, oh, that's right. I discovered it. Not when I put my lightsaber up there. And he goes, look what they did. And he showed me.
You just wanted to talk about your lightsaber.
Yeah, I kind of did. My lightsaber was, it's the Rey one.
It is? I was going to ask which character.
It's the new Rey from the end of Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, I bet that looks cool.
Yeah. So Colin went in there and I was like, and he showed me the picture. And it's those two morons. Because we had started a tradition where we bought picture frames every time we went to Disney, but then that got out of control.
It's
a lot of frames. So we stopped it. So we have a few frames that don't have pictures in them that Dawn took advantage of and put a picture of the two of them. And we're leaving it. Like I'm leaving the picture of the two. So I was there. I was dusting the shelves yesterday.
Hilarious.
I was dusting the shelves yesterday, and I looked. And it just made me laugh all over again because there's Dawn looking at me as I'm dusting my lightsaber shelf. And I thought, oh, I'm leaving this. I really am leaving this forever. I'm never changing that photograph out of that frame.
Well, because it still brings so much joy and laughter.
Oh, it's so funny. I mean, every time I look at it, it makes me smile. So, what doesn't make me smile, and, you know, Lex in the 6 o'clock was talking about she went to the company picnic yesterday and sweated her ears off.
Oh, yeah.
While you were there, I was at the gym with hashtag hot trainer. And
it does help that everyone else is sweating their ass off, too, you know.
Well,
doesn't that
yeah.
a little bit? Because you kind of are commiserating together in your togetherness.
Here's the deal, Lex, and maybe I'll take a video of it today because I'll be there today. Remember, Lex, I told you and Kenny and my talkers that this is a manly gym. This is like, this is not your trendy kind of air-conditioned fancy gym. This is a hardcore like boxing gym.
It's
like,
the champions, right? Isn't that what it's called? Campeones?
Yes. And they don't mess around. These people, they're there to work out. It used to be a boxing. It used to be a boxing gym, and they still do box anyway. They do not have air conditioning. So I was there yesterday. No, they do
really?
Not.
Why didn't you just turn around and walk away?
But they, you know, it's all open air, so they have there's a nice breeze that comes through. But
that's good.
I walked in there yesterday and I looked at hashtag hot trainer and I said, I don't want to be here. I said, I don't care. I don't care how good you look with your little outfit on, your little workout outfit, your little short shorts. I said, you are not motivating me today. I said, I am. And then,
can we stretch today?
I got like two exercises into it. And he goes, ooh, you really are a bitch today. And I said, I really am. I said, you can ask. He really did. He goes, are we at this level? He was so funny. He goes, are we at a level where I can just call you a bitch? And I said, we are at that level.
That's how we talk to each other off the air at GL.
Yes.
You could fit in with us.
Yeah. He did, Lex, hand to Oprah. He did. He goes, ooh, you really are a bitch today. Ooh. And I said, yeah. I said, you can ask any friend. You can ask any friend of mine, Austin. That's his name, not Hot Trainer. I said, I am temperature sensitive.
Oh, that's right. Temperature sensitive.
That's right, Lex. Uh-huh. That's what I like to call it. Instead of whiny ass biatch, I like to say, I am temperature sensitive. Uh-huh. And I told him that, and he rolled his eyes. He's like, temperature sensitive? What kind of nonsense? And I go, I am a gentle flower. I'm a gentle, gentle flower. But
how far did you make it? Were you?
Girl, I did
you
the whole
kitty.
I did.
I'm having one here.
I did the full 45 minutes.
Wow,
let me tell you.
I'm proud of you, James.
Oh, and it was back day, and I'm sitting there and I am sweating. And I looked at him. I go, my people do not like to sweat. I said, you know, the gays do not like to sweat. We do not like to perspire.
Give me a break.
I said, we do not like to perspire. I said so.
Well, wait a minute. Then I guess I'm in your club then, because I feel the same way. What we do is we ask each other about our ovaries. Are they hurting today, Joe? Your ovaries hurting today?
Oh, he did. Oh, but I loved it. And then he his response again. Are we at the level where I can call you a bitch? Absolutely,
yes!
We are at that level. Anyway, well, my point in that is
that'll be worth it. Hopefully, you got to eat whatever you wanted.
I did a little bit, but I did. So today I'm going back because I do three days a week with them. So I'm back today. The hottest day, I think the weather people are saying this is going to be one of the hottest days so far.
I think I just saw some lightning outside.
Did you?
Yeah, it should be headed your way here shortly. I'm checking cameras in Maple Grove. It's wet up there. It's wet in little wet in Rogers, but some serious stuff is rolling in here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, be careful. Yeah. Be careful. Yeah. Hey, Lex, should we give something away? Should we give do you want to now or
let's
do you
want
to do it a little
bit later?
Yeah,
we can do it
later?
Now or we can do it at the end of next segment. Either way.
Let's do it at the end of next segment. Stay tuned because at the end of the next segment, we're going to be giving away some theater tickets. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
Warning. Here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad joke. Jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Beastman, so mad for Battle Armor He-Man.
Beastman, Battle Armor He-Man, and Skeletor each sold separately.
Take that! Just a dent! And that! More dents! But look! They're gone! Only He-Man has this power.
Oh, yeah? Battle Armor Skeletor has it too!
Now the real fun begins!
Battle Armor Skeletor and He-Man figures each sold separately from the Masters of the Universe collection. Beastman figure also sold separately from Mattel. Da, da,
da. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Welcome back. That is an ad from 8384 for the Mattel line of Masters of the Universe toys.
Which the toy came before the show.
Yes, it did. The toys
that made us told us that.
Yep.
Remember that? That's a great show on Netflix.
It's a great show. Wonderful show. Yeah, the TV show was literally just made to sell toys.
Like, how can we sell more toys?
I fell right into it.
Oh, yes.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Proudly.
Hey, and I think the same motivation exists for the toys, the reboot of this now. I mean, Kevin Smith, he's smart about doing this because it makes sense.
Oh, he said Mattel Television, they're not disguising anything.
Yep.
They want to sell toys. They have a TV division, but their point is to sell toys.
And now all of us who grew up with it.
Yeah.
We got our own money. We don't have to beg mom. We don't have to put the toys on layaway.
No, girl, I can go right into Target when my husband's not looking. I can just Colin, go get some underwear.
You sound like Angel right now. Yeah. My husband.
Colin, go
get
some.
Is it the same though? Is it the same?
Oh yeah, it is, Kenny. There's a fun little joy with just like, I could buy all of these if I wanted to. I don't.
Yeah.
I think the only time I experienced that was when I bought my son the Evel Knievel toy. Because it's the new one, not the original that I had when I was a kid, but it's a new one. And I'm like, open that one first. And then as soon as it was open, we started playing with it until we broke it, and it was awesome. Then we went and bought another one and broke that. It's just awesome.
Because for people that don't know, if you're new to our show, Kenny loved Evel Knievel as a kid, right, Kenny?
Yeah. He screwed my whole life up. Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm such a disaster. Yeah, because of that stupid old drunk Evel Knievel, swaggering narcissist drunk.
Did you want to try all the tricks?
Huh?
Did you want to try all the tricks?
Jumping. It starts on bicycles. I mean, I'm not the only one.
No,
my age was jumping trash barrels and their friends and everything else and falling down and skinning knees and breaking elbows. Yeah, yeah.
Well, when we find one of those old original vintage Evel Knievel toys, the whole setup, it's really exciting because you're right.
Yeah, it's jackpot.
Right, because what happened, especially, kids opened their toys and they played with them. And a lot of them didn't make it, especially if they had cloth bodies or cloth clothing like the Mego figures.
Yep.
They just didn't survive.
I love that you know all of this. I love that because of your business, because proudly, I'm proud of my friend. Side hustle. Her husband, Angel and Alexis, own a company. Lex, what's the best way to describe it?
Old School Toros, we sell vintage toys, sports memorabilia, basically pop culture, all of the toys of our childhood.
Yeah. And so I love that over the years you've gotten this knowledge, these little fun facts about the.
It's been education.
Love it.
That's for sure.
You know, I love it.
You two could be experts on Antiques Roadshow. Seriously. Oh. You could go in there and tell people what
their
toys are.
Yeah. I love it.
Maybe one day. But we have a question, Jace.
I played that commercial on purpose.
Yes,
we
did.
Some listener email here.
Yes, we did, from Paula. Now, yesterday we were talking about Masters of the Universe, and on Netflix, the first 5 of 10 episodes dropped. Kevin Smith, he wrote and directing, doing the whole thing, was his brainchild to bring it back. And we both loved it. Jace, you've gotten farther than me. I've only watched 2 episodes, but you watched all 5.
All 5, yeah.
And Paula was wondering, she is a mom of 3 boys, and she says her youngest are ages 8 and 9. And she says, is this version age appropriate for them? It seems right in line with their interests.
Great, great question, Paula. Lexa will remember this from my days when I reviewed movies for Channel 9. I always hesitated.
Yeah.
With questions like this, because Paula, as you know, every child is different as far as their fears, and every kid is different as far as what parents will allow them, what's acceptable.
And age and maturity also.
Yes. Some kids are afraid of skeletons. I remember, you know, when I was in the little brother's program, and he was basically like my kid, Brendan.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, is like almost 30, and I can't even wrap my brain around that.
He's meeting him. Gosh, Lex, was he Lex, just a teenager?
Well, no, he was younger. Lex, oh, he's 29.
Oh,
just
okay.
Just think about that for just a second, Lex. He's 29. Oh, anyway.
Wow. So he was less than 10 then.
Lex, he was 29. He's yes. I repeat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But Brendan was, I always use this as an example. Brendan freaked out by skeletons. I remember showing him the Goonies for the first time and all of the skeletons of the pirates. It freaked him out. My point in all this is, Paula, I would say, you know, there are three scenes that come to mind where there is cartoon violence. There is, I'll be very blunt. I won't tell you who's involved because that's a spoiler, and I really do want everyone to see this. There's stabbing with the sword. You know, when it's not gruesome. I mean, the character that, you know, their blood is like the color of them, and it's just, it's not gruesome. But if you don't mind that, there are three. There's death in this. There is death in this Masters of the Universe. It is different from the saccharine, you know, moral compass at the end of every episode, Masters of the Universe from the 80s. There are stakes in this one. There's death. There's goodbyes. There's sadness. If what I just told you doesn't bother you, I personally would let my kid watch this if they were 9. I would.
I was going to say the same thing. My nephews are around the same age, and I think they will love this.
Yeah. He's not up, so I don't mind. Guess who asked to watch a little of it last night, Alexis?
And, Mr. Big.
Biggie asked.
Dexter, your boxer. Yeah,
Dexter and Mr. Big asked to watch He-Man. Colin. Colin asked because he wanted to hear Mark Hamill as Skeletor.
Yeah.
And I played a good portion of the first episode, and we got done, and Colin looked at me and he said, I can see why this is appealing. He kind of liked it. And awesome. I was like, look at that. I mean, he didn't even say that about Knott's Landing. You know what I mean? And I keep trying with Knott's Landing. He didn't even say it about that. But He-Man, he gets.
That's a harder sell for sure.
Whatever, Alexis. Whatever.
I kind of get that. Yeah.
Whatever, Lex. But no, he kind of liked the He-Man. I was
awesome.
I could have cried, let me tell you.
Ooh.
Should we now
it's time to give some tickets away. Let's do it, Jeez.
You are going to love this, everybody. Do you like orphans?
Who doesn't like orphans?
Do you like singing orphans, everybody? Then you are going to love Annie. We are giving away a...
You act like this is a new show. Everyone's like, this is a brand new thing.
We're giving away a family four-pack of tickets to the Children's Theater Company's production of Annie. On stage November 7th through January 9th, 651-641-1071, 651-641-1071. Alexis is looking for caller number 4.
Yes.
We'll be back with Would You Rather after this.
No need to hide it. Come get what you want.
You are listening. To the musical stylings of Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything B. Arthur, as Maud. I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny. Dawn continues a much-deserved vacation. Hey, speaking of Maud, we'll get to it sometime this week. History of sitcoms continues on CNN. It's, I think, a 5 or 6 part series exploring sitcoms on television, the different aspects of it. And it's so good. It's from the same folks that did History of Late Night.
It must be. They just nailed it then, I bet.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's so good. And it's so fun to go back and watch some of these clips of these old shows. Like the last episode that aired on Sunday was all about workplace sitcoms, and you forget how many of the classic sitcoms were workplace sitcoms, from Bob Newhart to Mary Tyler Moore to Dick Van Dyke, which was really one of the first ones, to Cheers, to Parks and Rec, to Veep, more modern. It takes you all the way through And when they got to Cheers, oh my goodness. They got to Cheers. And I'll just tell you this one little anecdote that got me all teary because the stars got teary. And I'll play it a little bit. Like I said, we'll get to it sometime this week. But Ted Danson was interviewed and talked about, and if you'll know this if you watch Cheers, they lost Nicholas, the actor that played Coach, within the first 3 or 4 years of the show. Nicholas had passed away, I believe, of cancer. And it was a big loss. Coach, the actor, and the character was beloved. And, I mean, beloved. And Ted said that toward the end, Nicholas had a little bit of trouble remembering his lines and would write his lines on the set. You know, piece of paper here, piece of paper here. And he wrote one of his lines, one of his last lines on the bar, like on this this pillar or something. And the line, and Ted, I'll pull the clip up and you'll hear the exact line, but it was really just special because Ted said the line was something about enjoying every day. And then Ted started to get emotional and he said every day since they discovered it, and they discovered that line after Nicholas had died. He said every day before they started, or every week before they filmed that night's episode, the cast would tap that writing on the set from Nicholas, from Coach. And all of them that were interviewed just got real emotional talking about it. And watching those clips from Cheers, you forget what an amazing show that was. I mean, and what just... Talk about a convergence of cast, writing, producers, timing, network.
Well, and network patience, too, right? It was not gangbuster in the beginning. And a lot of shows don't get those type of chances these days.
You're being kind. It was rated last. Of 72 network shows, it was 72.
Wow.
But... NBC loved it, had patience, and then it ended up to be one of the benchmarks of what we now know as must-see TV. So I'll find that clip. I'll play a little bit later. But in the meantime, if you're looking for something good, you want a nostalgia trip, History of Sitcoms on CNN. It's available on demand if you have a cable system. So go find
it. And remember,
definitely watching that.
Cliff Clavin was the only lovable mansplainer. The rest of you are not lovable. Remember that.
Just keep that in mind. The original mansplainer.
He's the only one that can do it. Yeah.
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
I loved Liz yesterday. I don't know why my clip's not playing. There we go. Liz yesterday not wanting to... She didn't like one of the questions. I loved that. She got sassy with us. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Oh, we're starting with a gross one, but why not?
All right.
Would you rather get explosive diarrhea every time you come into contact with your boss?
Kate.
I already kind of do.
Does that happen?
Or
it's pretty much next question. Yeah.
We can just move on to the next one. Yeah. Okay. Next. Yeah. Let's get that one.
You really are skipping it.
Oh, we are really skipping that one. Yeah. Would you rather be able to travel as much as you want, but the only means is by foot? Or be able to travel once every 5 years with any transportation vehicle?
So walk the earth.
Basically.
Geez, a hobo.
I guess.
I think I'd be down with that. What's the rush?
Mama, I'm going to Montana. I'll be there in 4 months.
4 months.
Yeah.
Just walk into San Diego.
Just
I'll be there eventually.
On down to San Diego. Yeah. I think I'm gonna I'm going to go for that. Yeah, that's how the mountain men got around the country. Yeah. It's good enough for them. It's good enough for me.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm thinking I'm going to go to Europe or Japan every 5 years or, you know, somewhere where you can't really walk. Well, I guess I could swim, but that would take a few years. So, yeah, I'm going to do the other one. The trap. I'm going to. I'll be back in steerage with my Gingy.
Jason, I already know what you're doing.
Which one?
Your private plane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, girl, yeah, please.
Once every 5 years.
I ain't walking. I ain't walking. Would you rather have a snap that booms like thunder?
A snap.
Or like a snap.
Oh, like that. Oh.
Like a snap?
I was thinking snaps on your pants.
Or turn multiple colors every time you fart.
Oh. I'm going to turn colors when I fart.
Yeah.
And I'll eat lots of beans.
Farting is already fun. That just takes it to a whole new level.
It does. Look what I can do.
Well, I don't know if we're going to do any better than that.
I hope you're happy with your choice. Would you rather?
This has been Would You Rather?
When we come back, we're going to talk a little Ashton. Ashton Kutcher. We're going to find out what he doesn't bathe. Mm-hmm. Plus, I've been sitting on this for a while. I have thoughts on Ryan Murphy's new American Horror Stories show. That and more when we return.
Just more than I could take.
Hey, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. And if you can't listen to us on the radio, I have great news for you.
Ooh, what's that, Jace?
Thank you for asking, Alexis. You can also listen to us later on what's called a podcast.
What?
That's right, yes. It's amazing. And by the time this show's over, 47,000 more people will have their own podcast. That's right.
Yeah. In a day.
By you might be talking to one of them, too, right?
By the end of this. What? What are you getting?
Let's move on right now.
Okay.
We're trying to put it off as long as possible.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that later then. But anyway, Jason and Alexis in the morning. We're not a podcast. This is a radio program.
Yes. Later will be this a podcast.
This is, yeah.
Yeah. And there's an app for that, so make sure you get that.
I just have to say, we haven't talked about this in any great length, and we didn't plan on talking about this, but it is, we are getting to the fact that everyone does have a podcast, and every single person you know has a podcast.
Yeah.
And there are
a lot of YouTube channels call their shows podcasts as well.
Yeah. And let's just be clear. Not everyone should have a podcast.
Nope. Believe me, I've tried to explain that.
Okay.
Oh, I wasn't talking about you, Kenny. I'm just talking in general. Not everyone should have a podcast.
Do you think that they're aware of that? Or is that part of the delusion?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, are we talking management or the people who actually have the podcast?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Both people. Well,
it's an attempt to hopefully find your people, right? If you're niche and you
absolutely
want to talk about Disney or knitting or
true crime. That's a big deal.
Or true crime.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My point is, as a broadcaster, and let me take this away from being about us. It would be like anybody in a profession, like a plumber. Let me talk about my father-in-law.
Yeah.
It'd be like Joe off the street going, I can fix that toilet. Meanwhile, my father-in-law has put in thousands of hours of apprenticeships and practical work. And it's a little bit like that where everybody just thinks, oh, I'm going to get a microphone, I'm going to point it toward my mouth, and I'm going to craft a show. my point is it's not that easy.
No. I totally agree. I just wanted to make the difference there that, like, Kenny, you're very qualified to have Kenny's a podcast. Jason, Two Fairy Godfathers, very qualified.
Yeah. You, knitting. I
don't know. Maybe
world.
One day. I don't know. It's kind of a visual thing. That's always been roadblock there, but
I would listen to it. But anyway, I didn't mean to go off on a tangent. My point is, it just cracks me up. We're now in an era where, like, your grandma has a podcast.
All right. Well, it doesn't take much.
It does not take much.
Equipment-wise and money-wise.
And I like that. I like that it all levels the playing field. Don't get me wrong.
What
would the grandma podcast be called? Laying on the guilt or something like that. Passive-aggressive guilt-giving.
Yeah.
You never come Werther's. To see me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't call enough with Grandma.
Right. Yeah.
Starring Grandma.
Yes.
Don't You Love Me Anymore? Hosted by Grandma.
Text message isn't the same as a call with Grandma.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Starring
you
Grandma.
You forgot about me. Love Grandma.
You didn't give me a greeting card for Mother's Day. Starring my mom. Yes.
What is Twitter?
I don't like your spouse. Starring mom. Starring grandma. Yeah. No, let me be clear. That's not about me.
That's not your case.
Oh
no,
my goodness. No. The sun rises and sets. Colin and I just made that joke over the weekend. And I think everyone can relate to this in some way or form. We all get, or maybe not, but Lex, maybe you can relate. We, as the children of our parents, we are quicker to get irritated by them than our spouses.
Yes.
So what's funny is I have a lower tolerance for Dar shenanigans. Then
it's
Colin.
Opposite.
Yeah. But then, like, so he will do, and look, let's be clear, I'll do anything for my mother. You know, everyone knows it's unbelievably close with Dar, but I have a lower tolerance. Like, I am quicker to eye roll. Colin will do, and she knows it. She texts him when she needs something. Like, she'll text Colin before me because she knows she'll get kind of like, she'll get back talk from me. Yeah. And the same with Lori.
Is this a good time to reach out to Jason, Colin?
Yes. Now, with Mama Haas, Lori would rather call me sometimes. Because she knows, like, Colin will put her to work. Colin will put her ass to work. Colin will give her a list of all the things she needs to do. She knows if she calls me, all we're going to do is plan when we're going to play pool tab. So.
Don't forget to go to the ATM, okay? Got it. Done.
Meanwhile, Colin's like, okay, have you moved the sprinkler in the front yard? have you weeded? Have you picked up the poop in the backyard? Is the pontoon clean? Have you weeded the shoreline? Have you gotten the lake house painted yet? He has a list for her. So it is the polar opposite. It is very, it's just a fun dynamic.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love that.
Oh, it is though, Lex. Dar will text Colin like, don't tell Jason I'm texting you, but can you do this for me?
You know, we'll just keep this under the table. Don't tell him. Just
today. I'm not kidding. Colin is taking her to go see David. David, because I can't, you know.
Yes.
And she knows. Aww. She knows. She goes. Oh, can Colin take me? I'm like, yeah, I'll ask Colin. But no, but
you're
it's
like,
just,
are you done signing that ream of paper yet? Come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, come on, Dar. Come on, got things to do, lady.
Panda just wrote us on Twitter. I think a grandma podcast would be something like, did you eat yet?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Panda is absolutely right. Yes. Did you like it? Can I get you something?
Or why aren't you eating that? Eat more. Yeah. Here's another serving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I already ate a ton.
Oh, that's a great, Panda, that's a great grandma podcast name. That's a good one.
We need some My Talk Grannies to do a podcast.
Yes.
How funny would that be?
Oh, I think that would be hysterical. I think that'd be great.
As we just talked about, everybody gets a podcast.
Having a podcast. Yeah, you get a podcast, and you get a podcast, and yeah. Oh well, it was like in the 90s when every star was getting daytime or nighttime talk shows. Remember?
Right.
Everyone was getting talk shows, and it's like, okay, not everyone can do it. You know, see Katie Couric, see Jane Pauley. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Well, not, maybe not the strong, but that skill, maybe we should say.
Absolutely. When we come back, are we doing Scream Pop Culture Trivia today?
I've got some Scream Pop Culture if you guys want to do it.
Well, we do. It's Kenny versus Jason.
And it's Norman Lear focused.
Oh, I'm so excited. The 8 o'clock hour begins right after this.